Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Virginia governor's race ends tomorrow. Both candidates piled into buses for whistle-stop tours of the state in the final days. Democrat Terry McAuliffe kicked off his in Arlington, Virginia, just across the river from D.C.
What about that bus? We're going to have some fun on that bus, everybody.
And Republican Glenn Youngkin had a bus he encouraged supporters to sign further west in Great Falls, Virginia.
Let's go sign the bus. Let's go sign the bus. Here we go. Bless you all.
Now, we caught up with their supporters at two of these events. You'll hear a little bit more of them in a minute. But first, let's bring in Harry Wilson, senior political analyst at Roanoke College. Harry, how are you?
Doing well. How are you today, Scott?
I'm great. Now, both candidates here have heavyweights in their corner. Terry McAuliffe campaigned with President Biden. Glenn Youngkin has Donald Trump's endorsement. Roanoke College just has a new poll. Is that right? What are you seeing?
In our last poll, which was released on Saturday, we have Terry McAuliffe up by one, which means essentially this is statistically tied, as people say, but it's certainly well within our margin of error.
And how did this race get so tight? In the last decade, Virginia in statewide races, national races, has increasingly been turning blue, not now.
Well, I think what this is really is an enthusiasm difference. Democrats were strongly motivated 4 years ago in 2017 to turn out after Donald Trump took the White House in 2016. And this time around, I think their motivation is lower, and Republicans are highly motivated because of Democrats having control of not just the governor's mansion in Virginia, but the General Assembly, and the fact that the Democratic Party in Virginia and policy has moved pretty far to the left in the past 4 years. So I think what we're seeing here is Republicans really motivated, and we saw that in our poll. They had a 17-point gap in terms of being very or extremely enthusiastic about voting.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has campaigned a lot, as you know, on parents and education, and so many people we spoke to on the trail mentioned this, like college student Sean Lasik.
When it comes to the school board, he's trying to get rid of the critical race theory, which is a big problem. Definitely trying to get kids back into school, not having them wear those masks, hopefully.
Now, critical race theory is an academic theory that's in law school. I should say that when I spoke to these voters about critical race theory, they understood it as simply being a divisive way of talking about race in schools. And Amy Lutz, mother of seven, said that Zoom school during the pandemic really open parents' eyes.
The fact that you really got to see what your children were learning and not what they would come home and say, oh, this is what's happening. Because some parents would go, oh, yeah, well, that's just teachers, or maybe you misheard. So parents then got, you know, like eyes open, like, whoa, wait a minute. This is not what I'm paying my tax dollars for. This is not why I'm sending my children here. I mean, we know a lot of people that decided to come home and homeschool them because they're like, you know what? We're not doing this.
Harry, how did education become such a hot button issue in this race?
Well, I think the critical race theory has been an issue certainly in Virginia and nationally for some time. But in Virginia, I think it's been it's really become a hot button issue. And then the question of who controls what students are learning, as the voters you just spoke to sort of demonstrate. I think that parents, in some ways now, some people are becoming more involved and paying more attention to what their kids are learning. And some people are disagreeing with some of what's being taught. There's a question in our poll. We saw there was a big difference between Democrats and Republicans in terms of who they thought should be controlling curriculum. Democrats much more likely to say teachers and administrators, and Republicans much more likely right now to say parents. Big differences there. So it's a question of really sort of who's controlling what children are learning. And that is obviously an important issue. And it's also became important because of that second gubernatorial debate where Terry McAuliffe either said or misspoke, depending on which side you're on, about parents shouldn't have no influence in terms of what their kids are taught.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Yeah, and we've been seeing that played on a loop here in Virginia in these Youngkin political ads. Could this issue of parents and education be a national issue for GOP candidates, you think, in the midterms outside of Virginia?
Oh, I think absolutely it could be, yes. This is an important issue for Republicans because this is one where they may be able to win back some of those suburban voters that they lost because of Donald Trump. And it's part of the reason why Glenn Youngkin has been trying to keep Donald Trump essentially as far away from Virginia as he can, because he knows that Trump doesn't play well in those suburbs. And that's why Republicans lost in 2016 and 17 and 20. And Republicans need to get those folks back.
Now let's talk about the Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, former governor of Virginia, running for another term, separated by a few years. On the McAuliffe side, he is trying to link Youngkin to Donald Trump. On the campaign trail, we heard McAuliffe's team talk about Trump in khakis or Trumpkin. Here's how one of McAuliffe's supporters, Miru Korinha, put it.
There's a real sense that Glenn Youngkin is just Trump, but, you know, not as harsh, not as vulgar. He, instead of having a red hat, he has his little red vest.
He does wear a fleece vest on the trail. Is this tactic of connecting Youngkin to Trump, do you think it's working?
Well, that certainly is what Terry McAuliffe has tried to do. You might think he's running against Donald Trump as opposed to running against Glenn Youngkin. And he's doing that because Trump doesn't poll well in Virginia. You know, he lost Virginia in 16 and 20. Whether that's going to be enough, that's kind of difficult because people do understand Donald Trump is really not on the ballot.
One other issue we heard several Democratic voters talk about is abortion and voting rights. Let's take a listen to Terry McAuliffe supporter Carol Handlin.
As long as the media continues to keep a woman's rights and the Republican view of that in the headlines, it will continue to be an influence. Having the right attorney general and the right leadership in that regard is important to me.
The McAuliffe voters we spoke to pointed to abortion restrictions in Texas especially. How are these issues outside the state playing here in Virginia?
I think those issues are important. Part of McAuliffe's strategy has been to call attention to those issues and, you know, and to argue that Virginia will, you know, if Youngkin is elected, then Virginia will become like Texas. And again, the you know, policy in the Commonwealth for the past 4 years, Democrats have moved the Commonwealth of Virginia pretty far to the left since they really gained control of the General Assembly and Governor's Mansion. You know, there are a lot of questions there regarding a lot of different issues.
Now, if the Virginia Governor State House indeed turns red, right, after a decade of the state becoming bluer, what would the significance be for the rest of the country?
I think it would be a blueprint. Even if Youngkin would lose a very, very close election, I think this could show Republicans nationally, you know, like, hey, you can do well by trying to keep some of Trump's policies, but keep Trump away. Obviously, there's some places in the country where you want to bring Trump in, where he did well, but there are other places like Virginia where you simply don't. Trump lost a lot of Republicans due to his demeanor, I think, not due necessarily to his policies. And again, those are the people that Youngkin and other Republicans have to get back. And if they don't get those people back, they don't win elections. So they have to find a way to do that without fully embracing Trump, which is difficult to do when Trump is injecting himself into politics on a daily basis still.
Yeah. Finally, let's come back to this critical issue of turnout, as you described, right? These are not election years where people are turning out across the country. This is just Virginia, so turnout is going to be really important. Youngkin's camp says they are seeing a lot of enthusiasm. Let's take a listen again to Amy Lutz.
I will tell you, I've never seen so many, especially Republican signs. Never, never. And I think, like I said, I think people are finally like, you know what? We've got to make a change.
And here's McAuliffe supporter Rebecca Leet on the Democratic side.
I'm worried about turnout. I'm worried about the Democratic turnout. Because this is a turnout race. Whoever turns out the most people is going to win. We did great last year, the presidential election. But if people don't turn out, it's, you know, we're not going to win.
So, Harry Wilson, any final thoughts on turnout on the eve of this vote?
I would say those folks really nailed the issue. This election really is about turnout and both sides trying to get as many of their voters out to the polls as they can possibly get. And Republicans, I would expect to be motivated now the same way Democrats were in 2017, because Republicans have lost. And losing an election really motivates people to get out the next time. You know, I mean, if we look at different models, if at the end, you know, it's Democrats plus three, meaning 3% more Democrats in the electorate. So the electorate might be 43% Democratic, 40% Republican, and 17% Independent. The percentages there were much greater in favor of the Democrats in 2017, that it was something like 40% Democratic, 30% Republican. If we see that tomorrow, then Terry McAuliffe wins in a romp. And I don't think anyone's expecting to see that this time. So if we see something like, say, 35% Democrat, 33% Republican, there's a pretty strong possibility that Youngkin can win. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I mean in terms of who's turning out. And it really becomes a turnout election. If you can get your people out there to vote, then, you know, you're likely to win. And we saw that with all the heavy hitters that Terry McAuliffe brought into the Commonwealth in the past week and a half, 2 weeks. President Biden, former President Obama, Stacey Abrams, Cory Booker, everybody who's anybody in the Democratic Party, because McAuliffe is so well connected. So he's really doing whatever he can to get turnout on the Democratic side as high as he possibly can.
All right. That is Harry Wilson, senior political analyst at Roanoke College. Harry, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure.